since they had we finished the first topic and we're up to the second topic in the Tosfos. The background is the following. The Gemara on Samaches and Beis going over to Samachtes and Al presented a machloikis amaroim, whether it's physically, sounds like a machloikis a mitzias. Is it physically possible that a katan should be moilet? That a katan should father a child? We usually in the yeshivas, we finished the first topic and we're up to the second topic in the Tosfos. The background is the following. The Gemara on Samaches and Beis going over to Samachtes and Al presented a machloikis amaroim, whether it's physically, sounds like a machloikis a mitzias. Is it physically possible that a katan should be moilet? That a katan should father a child? We usually in the yeshivas, we usually assume that there's no such thing as a machloikis a mitzias. How can it be a machloikis a mitzias? The Ramban is the one who insists like that. The Ramban that we mentioned, the Ramban in the beginning of Eilat Treifas, on the first daf, the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim in a discussion in Amora with the Treifa Chayo, a Treifa and a Chayo. So the Ramban says, how can it be that there's a machlokes in Mitzias? The Yerushalmi asks in Chala on the machlokes tanoim whether Oiris v'doichen is boli deichim utz or not. We know that there are chameshis mini dogmas. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt. How did the Chazal, how did the tanoim make up their mind? How would the Kaveya that these are called dogon and everything else is called vegetables? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, whatever is bole de chimutz is called lechem, is called dogon. Whatever is not bole de chimutz, if it's bole de sirchon, if you mix it with water, you let it sit, what will the chemical reaction be? Will it be sirchon? Then it's a vegetable. And if it'll be chimutz, then it's called dogon, and then it's called lechem, and then it's hamboitzim, mizaynis, and so on and so forth. It's good for matzah and for chometz and everything. So there's a machloikis tatanoim. What's the status of Oriz V'doichen? So Yechon Menuri says Oriz V'doichen, rice and millet, is considered for Nechameshis Minidog. And the Chachamim disagree. Only five, only Chameshis Minidog, and Oriz V'doichen does not. So Yishalmi Frekta Kashe, why don't they experiment? What do they have? A machloikis in Itzias, whether it's Borod Echim, it's Borod Echim. Mix a little rice with water and sit and watch it. What will the chemical reaction be? How did they figure out in the first place what was Dogon? Based on observation, based on experimentation. They tested it and they saw. So experiment over here and you find out whether it's Bode Dechim, if the Bode Dechim, so Yerushalmi answers, Avada, they did experiment. And the result came out to be halfway in between Chimutz and Sirchon. And that was the Machlokes HaTanaim. Where did you draw the line? Is it to this side? Is it considered Chimutz or is it considered Sirchon? So the Ramban asked the same kasha over here. How can you have a machloikis in the Gemara where the treifa chai, treifa nechai? Why don't they take 100 animals that are treifa and lock them up and see if they're going to leave? How can you have a machloikis in the Tzitzis? Why don't they just experiment and find out? So Ramban is guessing, so he's reconstructing, so he says probably what happened was they must have taken 100 animals, must have taken 300 animals that were all treifas. The stomach, they all died within 12 months. The one Tana says, that's what I said, that a treif ain't a chai. The other Tana says, it's not a controlled experiment. Maybe if you would have taken 1,000, maybe some of them would have lived. Maybe they took 1,000, and one Tana says, that's what I said. See, they all died, that's what I said. The other Tana says, maybe if you would have taken 10,000, maybe one of them would not have died within the year. Ramban says, Mestamed, they did experiment, and the experiment was not conclusive, because if one of them would remain alive, that would be a good proof. But if they all die, it doesn't prove anything. Everybody's masking that Reif Trefus are in the Chais. They're not going to live Yud Beschadish. Is it Gemot? Is it possible that an animal is a Trefa and it still can survive for Yud Beschadish after being a Trefa? So that's very hard to prove. The other way. So that's why in the Ramban, Shabbos has like that. When we learn Shabbos, the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim where they're allowed to sweep the floor with a broom. So what's the Machlokes HaTanoim? If you're mashva gumas, if you have a dirt floor and you sweep, so the dust falls into the cracks and it makes the earth smooth, so that's a violation of bona. All right. But if you're sweeping with a broom, what's the issue involved? So Tosfos learned on that Gemara, it's a machlokes HaTanoim, is it a psikreshe, Or is it a Dama Shein Miskav? He's only interested in getting the dirt. He wants to get the dust out of the way. He's not interested in being Mashver Gumas. So one Tana holds, but it's impossible. It's a thick ratio that whenever you sweep the floor, it's always going to cause Mashver Gumas. The other Tana says, it's not a thick ratio. So the Ramban writes in the Mohammed, on that Gemara, the Kuf Chops, he says, how can you have a Machlekes and Metzias? Whether it's a psik ratio experiment, try 100 times and see. If it always turns out that it's going to be Mashva Gumma, say, no, it's a psik ratio. If sometimes it won't be Mashva Gumma, says, it's not a psik ratio. How can you have a Machlekes Hatan in the Metzias, whether it is a psik ratio or not? Here it's stuck a question. What's the Shalom here? Whether cotton red, what are they going to experiment? What are they going to get? A Jewish boy before Bar Mitzvah? Jewish boy is not going to live with a woman. Try a nachr. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, now they have in the newspapers, they're all Roy Lohavid. Very young boys, very young girls, they're all Roy Lohavid now. But the Nachrim they keep on having. Anyway, it's a problem. How can you have a Machlekes and Metzias? But that's it. The Gemara has. Maybe not the form. Ain't not the Chapis Larai, it's Duma Labav. It doesn't necessarily prove too much. For sure it's not a proof. Okay. So the Gemara has such a machlekes tamarai, whether the cotton is moilit or not. So the accepted opinion is that cotton is ain't a moilit, and it's based on the pasuk that there is a din, just to review again how we started off, there is a din of gezel ager, that if a person stole from somebody else, he has to give back the gezel. If he doesn't have the gezel, he pays back the shabbos, how much it was worth at the time. How much was the stolen article worth at the time that you stole it? And what happens if the person from whom you stole the money dies? You give it to the Yerushalayim. What happens if, when after stealing the money from the person and not even stealing, let's say I owed him money, he worked for me, he fixed my automobile and I never paid him, and I owe him money. And then he asked me for the money and I swear that I don't owe him the money. Even if there was no din Torah in the bez, it wasn't his view, hadayon, mashvos, hadayon, mashvos, came out of the mikzos, ashvos, seydechot, or anything like that. Just not kofetz finish, but I just swore on my own. So then the Torah says, later on, if and when I'll ever wake up and do tshuva, it's not sufficient just to give back the keren, you have to give back keren mechomish, and you have to bring Hashem gzeilos, because over the fact that you swore falsely. Just for gzeil alone, you don't bring an Hashem, you don't pay chomish. But if it goes on the nishba, la sheker, then he has to add on the chomish and the Hashem, and the pasuk, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, and the other Baba Kama, you can't bring the Hashem until you pay the keren first. First you have to pay the keren, then you bring the Hashem. And what happens if he stole from a ger, and then the ger died, and ger sheneis vein lo yoshem, because ger sheneis gar kakotin shenei lo domi, and he's not related to a soul in the world, it's not shach that a Jew should die, ein lecho adam misol shein lo goyel. Every Jewish person, when he dies, he doesn't have any children, he has a parent, he has a father, he has cousins, he has a nephew, he has distant cousins, he has some relatives. How is it shach that the Chumash says, if someone dies and he doesn't have a relative, so the answer is that Gershon is Meila Yershon, because Gershon is Gakkot and Shadala Dami. So what do you do in such a case? So the Halacha says you have to pay the Kerem Mechaimish to the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, to the Anshei Mishma, whatever week you come. Whichever group of Kohanim are managing the Beis Hamikdash that week, so you give to the Anshei Mishma of that week, and then you're able to bring the Asham Gezel. So the Pasuk says that you always have to look into it. What do you mean, Mein Lish Goyel? Ayin Olav. Ayin Yedar, Aleph Yud Nun, Yedarshan, as if it were written Ayin Yud Yud Nun. Ayin Olav, you have to look into it to see if he has any Yorshin. But that's only if the person from whom he stole was a Godel, was passed by Mitzvah. What if he's a Kotten before by Mitzvah, a Kotten in a way, Lohailin? So then you know for sure, Biodua, that he doesn't have any Yorshin, and there's no one to look, nothing to look into. So that pasuk tells us that if you stole from a ger katan, so the pasuk is assuming there's such a person as a ger katan, there's a ger who's not bar mitzvah, and number two, that he has assets, he has money, and I stole from him, and I swore falsely, kofetz v'nishba, I swore falsely, and I have to, and then he dies, this whole complicated case, so then I have to give the keren, the chaimish to the kohanim and the beis hamikdash, then I'll be able to bring the asham zeil. It's fine, that's the pasuk, that's the drush. So Taisus discussed two topics. Number one, how can any cotton have asset? How can a cotton have any money? A cotton is a labardas, and ain't zechiyah le cotton. How can a cotton be zechiyah? The Mishnah says In Gittin, a Metzias Katan, when a Katan picks up an Aveda in the street, the Dovah Shalom Hefka is only cutting with the Rabbanon, B'pnei Darki Shalom, that you shouldn't cause Machlaikis. But he's not cutting in a Torah, so how is it shocked that a Katan has assets? So that was the first day for the Tesis. A long Arichas run, first two-thirds of the Tesis. This Tesis from a Chesem base has the narrow line, then the wide line. Till the second very wide line, then you have the very wide line. And the second very wide line, then Tesis raises the second issue. How is it gemalt? How is it possible to have a ger katan? How is it such a thing happened? The little kid is only one day old and he converted. How is it such a thing as a little baby converted? So last week we discussed the first half of the Tesis. How is it possible that you have any katan? A ger or Yisrael, how is it possible to have a katan who has assets minatar? So Tesis gave five answers. Okay, we won't review it. They gave all the five answers. Now they're going to give a sixth answer in the middle of their discussion of the second question. How is it gemalt? How is it possible to have a ger katan? Forget about the money. Forget about the katan having assets. That we worked out five answers. How is it possible to have a ger katan? A ger habola his gayer has to have das gerus? No, it doesn't have to. Just like to make a kinyan, you have to be a bar das, and a katan is a la bar das. You can't make kinyanim. Matthias katan is only kinyanim with the rabbanim because he's a la bar das. So to convert, you certainly have to have das. A person is a la bar das, so you can convert. How can it be? You need kabbalas al mitzvahs. A katan is a la bar das. So that's the second half of the Tesis. The imtayma, that's when the second wide, very wide line, in the last third of the Tesis, ech nizgayer, how can you have such a thing as a ger katan? Ah, he's a la bar das. So the answer is, no. There's an offering gemara in Ksuvis, that's what Tesis says. Famous gemara in Ksuvis, daf yud aleph amud aleph, where the gemara says, ger katan, you can be megayer a little katan. The Gemara says, "Pshita, my kamash malabadi need Rav Huna for it's elementary. You don't need his psak." We know there's a din zoch liadam shalei b'fana. We know it's avada. We assume from our perspective, we assume from a perspective of the Torah, we assume that it's a schus for a person to become a Yisrael rather than to remain an achri. This is a big. There was a big machlekes 100 years ago in Europe, over 100 years ago. What's the din if the adoptive parents of this little baby are not religious? So they're going to raise the child as a non-observant Jew. So that's also a schus. It's better for the child to be brought up as a non-observant Jew than to remain a nochri. Maybe it's better that he should remain a nochri. He only has sheva mitzvah in a noch. Life is not so challenging. If he's going to be brought up, if you're going to be megayer him, and he's obligated to observe all the tayag mitzvahs, you're not going to give him a Torah education, so he's not going to keep Shabbos, Kashas, Taras, HaMishpacha, anything, mezuzah, tzitzit, till nothing. So why is that a schutz? So he's going to burn in Gehenna, he'll be b'shoigri. All the averes that he's going to do are going to be b'shoigri. So which is better? Is it better to remain a nochri? You stand a better chance of fulfilling your Sheva Mitzvahs bin Anach? Or is it better to be a Yid who's in violation of many, almost all the dinim, maybe b'shoigri, maybe not b'shoigri, may not be b'shoigri. So which is better? So that was a big machlekes. Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim held that it's not a schus. No, that the Gemara has. That the Gemara had a different case. If he's already an adult and he's already used to that style of living, so then the Gemara says that's not a schus to convert an adult, but to convert a little child, he didn't start leading a free life yet. So then the Gemara says in Ksuvah that we assume that it is a schus, but the shadus, but if he's not going to be brought up as an observant Jew, so that's the shadus, that is schus. So the Ruba of the Gdolim, the Sviri Yesh has a tshuva about this, and he quotes, Sviri Yesh was later, but he quotes that in the earlier years, this was a big machlokes, Ruba of the Rabbanim, including Rabbi Yitzchak Chana, who was the Poseik in that generation, held that it's an Ishkin schus. It's not a schus to convert the child. Better that he should remain a nachri, then he should become Jewish. And he, right, he was, the Sviri Yesh was upset. There was a Rav in Tom Kochem in Frankfurt, who was the Rav at that time, the Mati Levi. He writes that he had the chutzpah to disagree with all the Gedolim, with Rabbi Yitzchak. He says he doesn't feel that he was right. He doesn't feel he had a right to disagree with all the others. He was totally outvoted. Now generations also, Shadrach Soloveitchik also said he didn't think that it's a schus to convert a child that was not going to be brought up as an observant Jew. You have to have parents who are going to give him a chapter education. You don't have to make him with chassidus and everything. It doesn't have to be a yeshiva man. He doesn't have to go to a smicha. But he has to be basic. Hashem Shabbos Kashi. He has to know about the basics of Yiddishkeit. You're going to adopt the child and not give him any Jewish education. So what kind of a schluss is that? So the Gemara says again, so the Gemara calls Rav Huna Gir Katan. You can convert a little baby based on the principle of Zach Adam Shofar. And Gemara says it's such a pshita, you don't need Rav Huna to tell you to do it. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, one could have thought maybe it's better to lead a, it's easier to lead a life of a non-Jew. So it's true, everybody knows there is a principle of Zach Adam Shofar, but it's not 100% clear that to convert is considered a schus, because if he would have been a non-Jew, he would have been able to lead a very free life, do whatever he wants. So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna. To convert also constitutes an act of schus, and you say Zach Adam Shofar. Then the Gemara continues. Let me just go through the Gemara a little bit, because it's going to be relevant for the whole Hemshech of our Tesis. Then the Gemara says, we have a din of Zach Adam Shofar. What's a normal example of Zach Adam Shofar? So let's say I want to give a matonah to someone who happens not to be here. So I give you the matonah, and you pick it up, and you make the kinyan on behalf of the other person. He doesn't even know anything about it. So the din is, I cannot back out. Zach Adam Shofar, he has already been, if I say, I think I'm going to give him a gift. And then before I deliver the gift, I change my mind. So sure. He never made a kinyan, he's never right to change my mind. But if you already made a kinyan on his behalf, the halacha says, so it's too late, I cannot be chazabi. What happens though when he finds out that a kinyan has been made on his behalf on this gift, and he says he doesn't like shechta, he doesn't want to be indebted to me, he doesn't want to be kind of the gift, give it back, I don't want it. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, in the Chulin, nisht is nisht, if he doesn't want, you can't force it down his throat. You don't say, zachal yadam shalai b'fano, bal korchai. So if his initial reaction when he finds out about it, if in the very beginning when he finds out, he says, he doesn't want it, then the Zachli Adam Shlavifanov doesn't get off the ground. But what happens initially, he says, okay, he's happy, thank you, he's going to send me a thank you note for giving him this gift with the Shliach. And then later on, he decides he doesn't want it, and then he says, give it back to that one. So then the Gemara says, sorry, he was kind of because he agreed originally. Now he wants to give it back, so he has to make a kinyan. If he wants, he can be mafkirit now. If he wants, he can send it back and try to give it to me as a matonah, sell it back to me, whatever. But he can't just say now, I don't want it, and the whole Zach Adam Shlavifanov should be cancelled. No, once he consented, and the Zach Adam Shlavifanov was clinched, then it's too late to back out later on. And the Gemara has a shayla, what do you say, Hachiyach Soif al-Tchilosai? Let's say originally when we told him about it that we gave him a matan, he didn't say boo, he didn't say yes, he didn't say no. And then after this dilly-dallying, and after an hour, he demonstrates that he does not want it. But he didn't say anything for the first hour. So do you say Hachiyach Soif al-Tchilosai? That's what he had in mind all along. He didn't want it from the very beginning. You don't say Hachiyach Soif al-Tchilosai. That's a discussion in Chulin. Imam Chulin talks about someone shechted a behem, and then we realize later that he shechted it l'shem avod izar. He starts to sprinkle the blood l'shem avod izar. So do you say Hachiyach Soif al-Tchilosai that the shechita was also l'shem avod izar? So the whole behem became tekrubis avod izar zasabah. No, maybe you don't say Hachiyach Soif al-Tchilosai. So the Gemara puts this together with the other Hachiyach Soif al-Tchilosai. So there is a principle, whenever you do an act of zachal yadam shalei b'fanav, someone is kind of matana, if someone is not here, the other person, when he finds out about his mecha, so he cancels the whole zach and it doesn't take effect. So here, that's how the Gemara starts off over here. Since Rav Huna's statement, Girkat Matbidim Osadas Bezin is based on zach and the Adam Shlavifanov, and in every instance of zach and the Adam Shlavifanov, when the person finds out about it, the person on whose behalf we did the type, when he finds out that he says, I don't want it, it's nish, he's oikarid. So here also, the Gemara says, Igdilo, where's the Gemara? Amar Rav Yosef, it's Andaf Yir Aleph and Aleph, it's in the middle of the Yom. Amar Rav Yosef, by the tiny letter, hey, Higdili Yicholim Limchas. When he finds out it, when the child who was converted by the Bezin, L'Tayvosoi, when he finds out later that he was adopted and he was converted and he originally was not Jewish, if he says, I'm not interested, don't do me any Tayvos, so then he cancels the whole Gerus. That's what Rav Yosef says. Then Abaye and Ravid Sheper Rav Yosef. They say they have rayas that it can't be. Rav Yosef defends his position. He said you can't make any tiyufta against Rav Yosef. But Abai and Rava both disagree. They think that it cannot be that Higdili Yichadav Limchos, and they think that they have rayas. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim, Halacha L'Maaseh. And every day the machlokes is brought. Are you passing like Rav Yosef, or do you not passing like Rav Yosef? Is it din Higdili Yichadav Limchos or any Yichadav Limchos? That's the gist of the Gemara. So now the Tosfos by us, Tosfos over there, also on Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph has a good part of this discussion. The overlap, the part of the topic is discussed here that doesn't appear here, much appears here that doesn't appear here. The Tosfos presents the following issue. they already presented earlier, in the first two-thirds of the Tosis, that this principle of Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov, that I can give you the gift in order to be Zeich on behalf of someone else, he should be Mekabel Matana. So that's if the person on whose behalf you're Koinin Matana is passed by mitzvah, he's a Gadol, then Tosis says that the din of Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov works Min HaTorah. There was one time in Baba Basra where was the Kuf Nun Zayin. One time I was in Baba Basra, the whole din of Zohar Adam Shlomo Fon was only a takana with the Rabbanan. They only made a takana, on behalf of the Kuf. There's no need to make a takana on behalf of the Gadol. The Gadol, let him come and I'll give him the gift in person. What do you have to make a takana? But the Kuf, even if he comes, he can't. Doesn't know, he's a little baby. He can't make any kinyanim. So they made a break. They made a takana for the little kid, for the Kuf. Zohar Adam Shlomo Fon. For the Gadolim, there's no need for any takana. So we don't accept that opinion. We ask him that. And then there's another opinion, the opposite, that Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov only works on behalf of a person, only if the Mekabel Matana is passed by mitzvah, he's a katan, doesn't work. So how do you, and we don't pass like that. How do you understand the rationale of that shita? Well, so Tosfos says that they understand very well. That this whole halacha of Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov is very similar to Shlichus. He's making a kinyan on behalf of the other fellow. If the other fellow would have appointed the middle person as a shliach to make a kinyan, that would have been shluchas ladim kemoisai. Maybe you wouldn't, but let's not go into all the details, but it's similar to shlichas. So the halacha, even though the other fellow doesn't even know anything about it, he doesn't know that anyone is being mekabel or matana on his behalf. The halacha declares that the middle man is considered a shliach on behalf of the other one. So since zechiyah mitam shlichas, it's a form of applying the principle of shluchas ladim kemoisai, and a katan cannot have a shliach. Not only a katan is a lab badas cannot appoint a shliach, he's a lab badas to be memana shliach. No, a katan cannot have a shliach even when you don't have to appoint a shliach. That's the Gemara in Bava Metziah. The Daf Yomi yesterday, today, something. Gemara says if chotzer is koine mitam shlucha shel bala chotzer, then the chotzer of a katan cannot be koine, because the katan cannot have any shliach acting on his behalf. The bala soda does not have to appoint the chotzer as a shliach that it should be koine on his behalf. Chatzir shalavim kadam lo shalavim idait, but the chatzir is kind of, even though the bala chatzir doesn't even know that anything fell in. So he doesn't, he's not mimana the chatzir is a shliach. How can mimana the chatzir is a la badas? The bala chatzir doesn't even have to know anything about it. So Allah, the chatzir has al pidin considered like a shliach of the bala chatzir. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that if chatzir is mitam shluchoi, if chatzir functions on behalf of the bala chatzir, it's kind of ki'ilu. The chatzir functions like a shliach of the bala chatzir. So if the bala chatzir is a katan, so ein shlichus lekatan kind of works. So you see from the Gemara Beferish that ein shlichus lekatan is not only restricted to the instance where you need a mina shlichus, even when there's no need for mina shlichus. Even in the case of Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov, where the third person doesn't know anything about it, that we're making a king on his behalf. He doesn't have to be mamana anybody as a shliach. The halacha says that the middleman is a shliach, but if he is a katan, so the middleman cannot serve on his behalf as a shliach. So we understand very well that opinion of the Tanoim on Daf Kufn and Zion and Baba Basra, that there's only Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov on behalf of Gedolim, and there's no Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov on behalf of Ketanim. There's ein Shlichus Ba'at Katan, and Zechi is a form of Shlichus. But we pass in Lalocha like the third opinion. The Mishnah quotes two Tanoim and three opinions. We say there are two versions of a Machlekes of Lez and Rabbi Shul. So the third opinion is the way we pass in, that the Din of Zachon works both on behalf of the Gadol and on behalf of the Kotel. So that's the shot on behalf of the Gadol. We assume that Zachon Yadam Shalai Befanov is a din deraisa. Where the pasuk is questionable. We were discussing different possibilities last week. Where do you learn it out from? But Zachon on behalf of the Kotel, that's a question. Does that work mid HaTorah? Or does that only work mid HaRabbanan? So Tosfos says it's totally in the two Girsois in the Gemara in Bav Metziah Daf Ayin Aleph. That's in the middle section of the Tosfos, and the wide lines, not the very wide lines, but they refer you to Bamitziah Dafai, not Pergazel Nesha. The Gemara says, there is Zechiah on behalf of a Katan. So Tosfos' Girsa is Zechiah Midirabbanan Miyo Islam. Midirabbanan, there is Zechiah on behalf of a Katan. And the other Girsa doesn't have the word Midirabbanan. The other Rishonim held that Zechiah Ba'at Katan works Menater, because it's not true what we said, Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. No, it's not a branch of Shlichus. And even though there's no shlichus for a katan, there is a chiyam and a torah on behalf of a katan. Sure? So there's two opinions. So Tosfos's opinion is, Tosfos had that girsa, and that was their opinion, that zechiyah is a form of shlichus, and since there's no shlichus, you cannot act as a shlich on behalf of a katan, even if the katan doesn't have to appoint you at all, like chatzer, so to over here, there's a zach lam shlei befanav also, the other party doesn't have to know anything about it, but still, you become a shlich automatically. So the Zechiah Ba'at Katan only works with the Rabban. So Tosfos says, wait a minute. So how do you read this Gemara in Ksubis? It says you can be Megayra Ger Kotin. So the Shaila is, but the Ger, the little baby, is Allah Bardas. We're converting a little child. He doesn't understand Bechlal what's going on. Don't you have to have Das to be Megayra? So where's the Das over here? So Taisus says, so the Gemara says, it's based on Zohar Liyodim Shlev Bifanov. What do you mean? Let's say you want to be Mekabala Maton on behalf of someone else. So there are really two problems over here. Problem number one, there's somebody else never made a Maisa Kinyan. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? So the answer is, you did the Maisa Kinyan on his behalf, and Shlucha Shlodim Ke Maisa. Zechiyah Mitam Shlucha is as if it was done on his behalf. Here, by the Ger Kata Matbila Masal Das Bezin, it's not that I'm, what, the Godel, the Bezin, I'm Mal myself, and I go to the Mikveh. It's not going to help, no, I'm Mal the baby. And I push the baby into the Mikveh. So the Maisa Geris is done. Tosis points it out. The Maisa Geris is done on the Guf HaTinoi. But the second problem is the problem. There are always two problems. In a normal case of the Zachin, there are always two problems. You're lifting up the gift. I brought a Matana for someone who's not here, so you pick it up and you kind of for Pliny, for the other person. So one problem is there's no Das Kinyan on Pliny's part. Pliny's not even here. He doesn't know what's going on in Bechlav. There's no Das Kinyan. Number two, he didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. You made the Maisa Kinyan, but you're not acquiring ownership. The one who's acquiring the ownership is supposed to make a Maisa Kinyan. So Taisus says, Zechiyah Mitam Shlich, it's fine. So here Taisus points out, and our Taisus, and Samach Ches and Beis, Taisus points out, that the Zochen Liyadim Shleib Befona by the Ger Kot Matbil Mosav Das Bezin is not a Zochen on both levels. It's not that we're doing a Maisa that Shtel Tzu to the Kot. No, what? I'm going to the Mikveh and it helps with someone else. No, we're matvil a baby in the mikveh, and we're mal the baby. So the maisa geris is done on the guf atina. So there's no issue of zochin liadam shlo befanav that I'm doing a maisa on behalf of someone else. No, the maisa is done on his guf. The only problem of zochin is on the das. But the ger has to, namely, the ger has to have das gerus. So where's the das geris? The baby is alab by das. He's a little baby. He was just born. He's not even 2 days old yet. Let's say we're mal the baby the day that he's born. You have to wait till the eighth day. That's only, we assume that's only in Mila Shal Mitzvah. But Mila Shal Geiris, most of the Poskim, the Chassam Seifer has a long truth about this, sure. But the Pashtus, we assume, is that you don't have to wait till the eighth day for Mila Shal Geiris. Like Yilid Bayis, the Pasuk says, you have to wait till the eighth day. But Miknas Kesef, if I buy a Nachri, Miknas Kesef is Nimal Echot. I can be Malim the same day because that's a Mila Shal Geiris. By Yilid Beis, it means that his mother was a Shivcha K'nai, so when he's born, he's an Evik 90. Whether I'll be mal him or not, he's an Evik 90. Let's say a Jewish baby is born. The baby is Jewish, whether you mal him or not. It's not a Mila Shal Geiris. In Yiddish, there's an expression, when you do a bris milah, so you say, Mikev Yiddish in the skin. But it's not really accurate. It's incorrect. Abi Allah, it's incorrect. The Mila that you do for a Jewish baby, you're not Yiddish in the baby. The baby is Jewish, whether you mal him or not. The Gemara says in the first paragraph of Chulim, then in oral, Yisrael Goma. And Arul Shashachat the Shchitos of Sherez Gemara said Pshita. He said Yisrael Goma. What's the Chiddush? Shabbat is good. In Yeridei, in the beginning of Yeridei, and Arul is the Yisrael Goma. But by a Miknas Kesef, when I buy an Evet Knaini Menashuk, someone selling a little Tinak Evet Knaini, I buy the Evet Knaini, and then the meal is going to be a meal of Shalgeris. And then the Mishnah points out, and Perikab does in the meal is Nimal Echad. You can do the Bris Mila on the same day. Why? So the Pashtus we assume is because a meal of Shalgeris doesn't need Yom Hashmini. The Machlokes, some Rishonim hold that you do need. We learned the Shabbos we must discuss. In Perikab Lo Zimid, this is Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds that you need Shmini even for Milo Shel Geiris. And the other Balei HaTosfos held that it was so ridiculous, Tosfos didn't even quote it. Tosfos and Meramis. And what the Rabbi Natam said is nothing to discuss. They don't even want to quote it. You look at the Ozeruah quotes the Rabbi Natam. But in Acharonim we have this, a Marshon Reb Lezer in the Mila, and there's a Tshuva Nechasam Sefer, they discuss, maybe you have to wait till Yom Hashmini. All right. So here Tosfos says like this, on this little baby, there's no problem. Usually there are two issues involved in Zochen Yad Mishlat Fanam. Number one, he didn't do the Maister Kinyan, we did it. And number two, he didn't have any doubt, so we say Zochen Yad Mishlat Fanam, everything is taken care of. But over here, Taisus points out, there's no Zochne Abishal Fanav on the Maisa. The Maisa is done by Gufo. The Zochne Abishal Fanav is only on the Das. He doesn't have any Das Geris. We're substituting the Das for him. Okay, so keep that in mind. So Taisus frekta kashe, but if Zochne Abishal Fanav is Chiyam Itam Shlichus, so Zochne only works for Koton, Midirabonon. So over here, how does the Gemara say that it's such a double pasha that you can be Megair, a little baby, based on the principle of Zochen Adam Shleib Efonov, But the Zohar only works with the Rabbanon, so he's only a ger with the Rabbanon. Is there such a thing? On the level of the Raisi, he's a Nochri, and on the level of the Rabbanon, he's a Yid. And you're allowed to marry this person. A Jewish boy marries this girl who was converted with the Rabbanon, so with the Raisi is living with a Nochris. But with the Rabbanon, we allow him to marry the girl. Or a Jewish girl is going to marry this little boy who was converted when he was little Tinak. The ger taught him Abinu. So in our Torah, she's into marrying. And with the Rabbanon, it's okay. We give him an Aliyah. Aliyah is only with the Rabbanon, so it's not so good. Aliyah is only with the Rabbanon. So that's what Tzomri Shainim point out in the Shita Mekubetz, as on Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph, Rashi says, Ger Kot Matbila also Al Das Bezen. So Rashi writes, and he's Jewish, and if he touches wine, he does Nasa. Touches wine is only an issue of the Rabbanon. Magod the Yayin Kosher, Rashi writes. What does he write? Touches wine is mutter. He should have said he's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So the Shita Mekubetz says, quote, some Rishonim say, that's what Rashi meant. Rashi holds like Tesli. No, Rashi holds like this. It's Chiyam Itam Shlichas. So Zochim Liyadim Shlev Lefonab on behalf of a Katan only works with the Rabbanon that was Tesli's gears in Ezel Nesha. So if it only works with the Rabbanon, so Minatari is really a Nachri, he's only a Yid with the Rabbanon. So you can only rely on such a gear as for Dinam the Rabbanon. So Tosis finds that unbelievable. Tosis doesn't want to say it like that because the Gemara is talking the whole Hemshach HaGemara. The girl was converted when she was a little girl. She gets married. A discussion, can she marry a Kohen or not? Maybe the Din of Giyur is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Maybe the Din only applies if she converted after the age of three. So it's a Machlokes Satanayim. We pass in even if she converted before the age of three. She's still not permitted to marry a Kohen. But there was the opinion of a Tana, even if she converted, that if she converts before the age of three, she should even marry a Kohen. Here, Tosis by us. In Sanhedrin, three lines from the bottom quotes, Kiddushin Dafayim Dalet. That's where that Machlokes Satanayim is. By Gerushin is Gar Pchus and Bar Shalosh Anu Yom Echad, whether Muteris Lekunu or not. But Muteris L'Yisrael, Muteris L'Yisrael for sure, so it's the Chashana Deraisa, intermarriage, it's only the Rabbanon. So it's not, you can delay long enough to make it into the Rabbanon. It's not Zainunis. You can delay. The Tesla says they don't believe it. They don't believe that it's only Midirabban. Of course the Geris is Chaminata. Of course we treat him as a Jew for all intents and purposes. Not only for Dinam the Rabbanon, like the Shittim Kabetz is wanted to be Midbayek and Rashi, Magor Biyan Kosher, only for Dinam the Rabbanon. No, we treat this Ger Kotan as Yisrael Gomer, Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachmer, not just Lahachmer, Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachmer, for Dinam the Raisa, for Dinam the Rabbanon. So how can it be? But if Zochel Yalim Shlav Efanav only works with the Rabbanon by the Ger Kotan, so how does it all of a sudden work over here? So Tosis in Ksubis gives a suggestion. Maybe the din is that Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim, the Rabbanim have the authority even to be Yoker Adin Menator Bikum V'yaseh. We know the Chachamim have authority to be Yoker Adin Menator B'shei V'yaltaseh. They tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not to shake a lulav when Sukkos, when the first day Sukkos falls out on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah in Atarot to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkos, and not to put in tzitzis and a beged shel pishtim, and not to bring a korban Pesach once in a while, and so on and so forth. There are different cases where they're not to perform bris mila once in a while, mila bishmini. So we know that yesh koach v'yachacham lakadom in Atarot b'shei v'yaltas, and not to fulfill it. Maybe the din is that even yesh koach v'yachachamim so that happens to be a machlokes amaroyim in Yevamos. Tosis there in Ksubis. And Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Tes. 15 lines, 20 lines into the Tosis. They say it's a machlokes amaroyim. The accepted opinion, the maskana, the way it says in the Bavli, is that ein koach v'yachachamim. Laka dominator bikum yaseh. The chacham only have authority. They were given authority to make zeris, I say siyog latorah, to make achokas and siyogim, that you're not allowed to carry in a caramelistic zeri, make harbishusar, I'm not allowed to have chicken and milk, you may make a mistake and eat flesh and milk, and chavesi, you're not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos, you write with your right hand, they make all these zeris. That's not a kiras domen atorah. Kiras domen atorah means they tell you to violate a mitzvah from the Torah. They tell you not to shake a lulav when Sukkos falls on a Shabbos. But that's b'shei v'altaseh. Tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah. What about that? They have authority to tell you to violate an aver. So that's a machloikis, and the machkan and the Bavli is that no, they don't have that authority. Yushalmi, the Mefarshim on Yushalmi understood that Yushalmi perhaps disagrees with the Bavli. It's a question what the Yushalmi says. But the Bavli for sure comes to the machkan that it's only koyach, the Chacham only have authority, v'shei v'altas, and not the kum v'yaseh. So Taisu Singh says maybe this Gemara, maybe Rafuna goes with the other Shita. Wild. Rav Huna holds Yesh Koach Laka Bikum V'yaseh. That's wild. So that's what Tosfos Bayas says, that's ridiculous. Tosfos Bayas and Sanhedrin and Daf Samaches and Beis says he cannot say that the Gemara goes with the sheet of Yesh Koach Lakor Afilu Bikumbi Aseh. So Tosfos says we don't pass him like that. If you look in our Tosfos on Samaches and Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, where it says Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in parentheses, Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. So the line after that, they say, that line, Ulechol Mili Choshev Ger, he's a Ger Gom 100%, not just Magor B'Yayin Kosher, like Rashi said, he's only Ger for Dinim the Rabbanon L'Hokol. No, Ulechol Mili, for all intents and purposes, he has the status of a Ger, La'atir B'Bas Yisrael, V'Kiddushin Kiddushin, Achalitzin, Yibum, Ulechol Mili Deraisa Ben L'Hokol Memahachmer, he's 100% full-fledged Ger. I maybe you'll say the Pshat of what Tosfos said in Ksubas, that Gemara goes with the opinion, they can't believe that that's the pshat. The Gemara and Ksubas goes with that shita. So they say, number one, chada, truong, the hanimina b'shevi atas, v'haikum v'yaseyu. What are you talking about? How can you say, we paskin and Ksubas and daf peites, that you don't say, yeshkar v'yachacham v'akadam v'nator v'shevi atas, not to put on tzitzis on the beggar, not to bring korb pesach, not to be mal the baby, and not to shake a lulav, and not to blow shofar, but to tell him he's allowed to be machal Shabbos. To tell me he's allowed to marry. Tell a Jewish person they're permitted to marry this person. That's Bekum V'yaseh Enkoyah. That's what Tosfos Tainus is. The Yodin, they say, and even if you'll get around that, even if you'll succeed in answering that kasha, they say it still doesn't make any sense, because the Gemara there says, Omer Avuna Ger Katam Adbila Mazal Dalas Bezim. So the Gemara says, Pshito, that's elementary. We all know that. Never heard of the Din of Zoch and the Adam Shleim before? Of course. So the Gemara says, Ma'u the Tema, one might have thought that it's an Ishkin Schus, maybe it's better to remain a Goy. Kamashmal, no, we view it from the perspective of the Torah. From the perspective of the Torah, it's better to be a Yid than to be a Goy. The Gemara should have said, what kind of Pshita? Our hair should stand on end. What kind of Pshita? Yesh koach laka v'kul v'yaseh. The Allah has ain't koach laka v'kul v'yaseh. So Tosfos says they cannot accept that Pshat, that the Gemara, they cannot accept, the Tosfos here says, they cannot accept what they themselves wrote in Ksuvas and Daf Yonamah, that member of Rav Huna rests on the principle of Yesh Koach Laka B'Kum V'Yaseh. I just want to explain just two words. What do you mean Yesh Koach Laka B'Kum V'Yaseh? But the halach is only B'Shevi Al Ta'aseh. Not B'Kum V'Yaseh. What in the world are they talking about? The Maskanas HaBavli is, they didn't Koach Laka B'Kum V'Yaseh. So I think the Pashtus is, there are Taisus in spread all over Shas. In every other Mesichta, there's a Taisus that has this idea. That although we Paskin, but if it's a Dabba Hadoyme, then it's okay. Then you say that Yesh Koach Laka. It's such a taste we see in Avodah Zorah in the first parak. The Gemara there is talking about Tzar Bali Chayim. So the Gemara talks about, let's say, you're not allowed to be Magdash a Korban Bizman Hazeh. After the Korban Ba'asheni, you're not permitted to be Magdash a Korban. What are you going to do with the Korban? You can't be Makriv the Korban. Somebody's going to violate the Issa Me'ila Behegdash. So the Gemara has it in, if someone was stupid enough to be Magdash a Korban Bizman Hazeh, so it says, Teyoker. So you break off the leg of the behemoth, and no one should come to use the animal. So the Gemara Fekta Kashmah, Stach Mamash, Tzab Balechar, was it the behemoth shulded because some idiot was Magdash a Korban? So the behemoth has to suffer, you break off his leg. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why it's not a violation of Tzab Balechar. So what's the explanation? So Tosfos says, it's really Tzab Balechayim, if you hold that it's an Issa Deraisa, it's really you're in violation of an Issa Deraisa. But the answer is, Yesh Koach V'Yad Chachamim V'Lakadov Menatar B'Kum V'Yasei. If it's a Dabba Hadayma, there's no, what's the Dabba Hadayma? So Tosfos says, whenever it's L'Tzarach B'nei Adam, so then there's no violation of Tzab Balechayim. Let's say they're making experiments on animals in order to save human lives. Let's say they're making a heart transplant from a monkey, a chvesa, or something like that, a kidney, a liver, whatever. They want to save someone's life. So you're going to say that it's an Issa. Pikuach nefesh is derech no Issa. Even if it's not for pikuach nefesh, even just for refuah, even if it says in Shulchan Aruch, strictly speaking, the Ramah writes in Ebenezer, in the end of Simen Hay, that you're permitted to pull out a goose feather from a live goose if you need a feather for writing purposes, because the tzarech b'nei adam, there's no Issa tzab alachai. He recommends you shouldn't do it. Because he says, you're just going to train yourself and meet this Royce, and that's a terrible thing to do. He says, go to the store and buy yourself a pen. But strictly speaking, he says, it's really mutter, even though your tzorach is not such a major tzorach. No one is sick or anything like that. You just need a goose feather for writing. So he says, strictly speaking, the tzorach mi'yodam is mutter. So here Tosfos has that taich. So Tosfos says, truth of the matter is that it's an aveira deraisa to break the leg of the animal, because it's outright tzar bala chaim. But if you assume tzar bala chaim is an isa deraisa, shalai nigemar. But if it would have been l'tzarach on the Adam, it would have been mutter. So this looks a little bit ke'ilu with l'tzarach on the Adam to prevent people from violating the ilah b'hegdish. So the Ramban says on that Gemara that it is l'tzarach on the Adam, and that's why it's mutter, because l'tzarach on the Adam is no tzar balichayim. That's why it's really mutter. And Taisus doesn't go all the way. Taisus says, no, it looks as if it's a dava hadoimah. It looks as if it's l'tzarach on the Adam. It's not really a legitimate, it's not sufficient Tzarach b'nei Adam really to be matter the Yisra deres, but since it doesn't look so bad, so yesh keach b'yach hacham l'lak adam in hater. Very strange. What does it help that it looks? And there's such a thesis in Hashaleach and the fourth parak in Gittin, where the Gemara says that they made takonis from the Rabban. In certain cases, the get is no good min hatera, and with the Rabban we say the get is good. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? The get is no good min hatera, and with the Rabban it is good. How can that be the get is good min Rabban? So Taisa says it's a dava hadoima. It looks as if it's you can explain it on the level of their eisa. You can pull the wool over the eyes of the balabatim. A rabbi will get up, he'll give him a whole derasha, he'll print a tshuva, and he'll convince the people that it's okay. But the rabbi knows that it's a fake. But since it's a dava hadoima, it doesn't look so bad. So yesh krach lakar afilu bikum yas. The hapela tiki gemara. And such a Taisa appears in the end of Yivamis takan daf peites. By the Heter Agunas, by Meis Bailei, Echad is believed by Agunas. So the Gemara says, why is it believed? So the Gemara says, it's a Milsa Davidilla Gluila Mishakri Inshi, or the Gemara gives another time, Isha Daikon Mintzvah. So Taisi says, it's only with the Rabbana. It's really a fake. These are not real reasons. It looks as if it's a Milsa Davidilla Gluila. It's not a real Milsa Davidilla Gluila. Milsa Davidilla Gluila means, I will definitely find out. Tomorrow, the day after, I will find out. So the guy doesn't want to be caught red-handed in a lie. He's not going to tell me a lie. You know for sure we're going to find out. Here, maybe we'll never find out the truth. Maybe we will find out, and maybe we won't find out. But that's strictly speaking on the level of their eisa. That doesn't really qualify to be called the Milsa David Ligluy. Arisha Daika Minsevuk. Sometimes the wife is not someone dying. She heard the husband died, and she had to be a mistake, a woman, not so intelligent. And she goes and she remarries. How can you always say the Isha Daika Minsevuk? The wife is always dying. The Taisa says that these two reasons that the Gemara gave, these are fake. These are not real reasons on the level of the Rais. It's only good with the Rabban. The Ramban says no. Ramban is consistent. He says all the cases of the Gemara, the Yesh Koach Lakar, the Kumbi Asay, it's not Akira with the Rabban. They all work with Eid Echad is good by Agudim and Atera. That's how the Rav also thought. Eid Echad is good with Atera. He didn't like this Taisa. The Chazanish reinterprets Taisa. He says, He doesn't believe that Taisa said it, but Taisa says it in so many places. There's a Taisa like that in Bob Mitzvah. Also in the first period, the Taisa in about Kruzba like that. The Taisa in all over Shas, but Taisa keeps on saying. It's hard to reinterpret all the Taisa in the Prague. The reason why the Chazanish was so upset, the reason why Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it, this is conservative Judaism. You say, in order to maintain Jewish identity, we permit you to drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath because of Pikuach Nefesh, because they don't keep anything. Let them come to shul so they'll remember that they're Jewish, and maybe there's a chance that they won't intermarry. Maybe there's a chance the children won't intermarry. If you don't allow them to go to shul, they can't come. It's chutz l'tchum, it's an iser malacha to drive to shul, so they'll totally assimilate among the goyim. So it's a pikuach nefesh. It's not really a pikuach nefesh. It's, with a stretch of the imagination, you call it a pikuach nefesh. So that's what the conservatives have been doing for many years already. So that's what Taisa sounds like they say. Yesh kach mi'al chacham, lak adom min ha-tor, bikum v'yasei, if it's a dova ha-doima. So that's why the Chazanish and the Rav thought that Taisa didn't mean that. The Rav didn't reinterpret Taisa. He didn't talk about Taisa. He just said that Pshat Nigmar is like the Rambam. That's all. And the Chazanish reinterpreted Taisa. He said they never meant it. So that's probably the Pshat in this Taisa also. The Taisa says, how can it be that he's a ger? I zichia lekotan is only midirabbanon. So he's only a ger midirabbanon menatari. He's not Jewish. How do you allow a Jewish girl to marry this guy? If on the level of the raisa, it's an intermarriage, or he converted a girl. How do you allow a Jewish boy to marry the shiksa? How do you allow a Jewish girl to marry the nochri? So the answer is yesh koach lako bekum. I said, what do you mean? But the din is ain koach lako bekum. I said, so the answer is it's a dabra hadayme. It looks like it's zochel leolim shlevifon. The din happens to be that zochel lekotan only works midirabbanon. But Hamoyin Am doesn't know that. So it doesn't look so bad. That's what Taisus is driving at. But our Taisus doesn't like it.
Is it Kruzba or Kumanasek? Does Shamos Aloikos and
that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. It isn't proves Balakira's Dabman Ator Bikumi Yase. The Gemara has that kasha. So the Gemara has a Abai V'Rav. They have two answers why it's not.
What about
Migdal
Milsa?
Where
they killed someone.
Yeah, Migdal Milsa means Lohai Rasha. Lohai Rasha, the Migdal Milsa. But you can't have a Chok Kavu, the Dervid, this Adin and Shulchan Aruch, and every generation, a Ger Kot Mat Bila Masa Adaz Bezin. So you can't say it's always going to be a Migdal Milsa.
Oh, Rashi. This whole thing is because of Rashi. Rashi here is learning that the mother, that the father didn't bring him
Rashi. So this is the problem that Tosis raises, that the Gemara says in Ksubis. Again, the problem was, our Gemara has a pasuk. Mainly you should go to Hashem, Hashem, Elov, so you get Gezel, I stole money from a Ger Cotton, and Ger Cotton dies for sure, he doesn't have any Yershin, because the Cotton Shanova Domini, he's not related to anybody in the world. So Tosis in the bottom here, for the Tosis is asking, how is it Gemalta Ger Cotton? So the answer is, what's the problem? Ger Cotton might be the Mosal Daz Bez in the Gemara Ksubis. Tosis says, no, how can it be? So all Ger Cotton is based. This goes on and on and on and on, very long, the Kudus HaKesef. And he develops this whole theme on a Rashi. He says that Rashi Aksubis Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Your Rashi was bothered with that problem. How can you have a Ger Kotam Ad Bila Moso Al Daz Bezdin? Zachar liyadam shalai b'fanav only works midirabbanan for a katan, but apotropis works for a katan min atera. What is the difference between apotropis and zachar liyadam shalai b'fanav? Apotropis is, it's the same thing. Zachar liyadam shalai b'fanav, a guy volunteers to be a good Samaritan, to make the kinyan on behalf of someone. So what's apotropis? Is also the same thing. So the difference, same thing, the zachar liyadam doesn't need das, and the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the hearts of all the kings, like Palgemayim, like a little stream of water. Ribbono Shel Olam just controls their hearts, and they do whatever he wants. So that's what the Chazal say over here, that Yaakov Avinu didn't really send them out of his own free will. He wasn't exercising his Bechashit. This was Min HaShamayim.